If gas prices bother you, you may think twice about paying $2,000 for a meal. But it's not just any meal. $2,000 will buy you a seat at a fundraiser being held tomorrow by President Bush. The event could bring more than $1 million into the president's election coffers, already estimated to have reached $150 million. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports on how much television advertising that money will allow the president to buy.
If you live in New York, Los Angeles, or Chicago, the country's three biggest media markets, the commercial space between sports and weather on your nightly newscast will most likely be free of George W. Bush offering his vision for America. But if you live in Philadelphia, market number four, those advertisements will be constant companions between now and Election Day. Tip O'Neill once said, "All politics are local." So too is almost all broadcast advertising in the presidential race, according to Gary Bellis, vice president of the trade group, the Television Advertising Bureau.
In 92, the presidential candidate spent $73 million on network ads. In 96, it dropped to $33 million, which is about 50% of that. And then in 2000, last time around, it was under $1 million. So that gives you an indication that the political advertising has moved from network to local.
This means Bush ads will inundate viewers from Arizona to Wisconsin, which are swing states, but not from Alabama to Wyoming, where strategists predict that Bush doesn't really need to advertise heavily to win. Jim Jordan used to be the campaign manager for John Kerry. He estimates that TV viewers in contested states will be given many reasons, or at least repeated reasons, to vote against Kerry.
If you are a targeted viewer in one of these targeted states, you're going to be seeing ads, they hope, 10 to 12 Bush ads a week, times 22 weeks, plus maybe another 8 weeks there after the convention when the ads will really get heavy. You know, viewers in the targeted states will see 280, 290 ads for George W. Bush. That's a lot of ads.
Maybe too many ads for viewers in the 18 states where the Bush campaign has already bought time. The campaign is also trying to reach their base of white men by advertising on such cable channels as Fox News, CNN, and the Golf Channel. Richard Lynette, television writer and columnist for Advertising Age magazine, says the challenge, more common to an advertising giant like Procter & Gamble as opposed to a political campaign, is to avoid oversaturating the market.
It's called clutter. I mean, it's just too much. People just say, enough already. We've seen that already. So what they must do is they've got to create new ads. They've got to create new ads that address the different needs and different aspirations and the different issues that go on in campaigns. You know, otherwise, they're going to lose their audience rather than gain the audience. They're going to drum stuff over their people's heads, and they'll think, what do they think, we're dummies? We know this already. Come on, give me a break.
The Bush team knows this very well. These early ads are meant to give texture to the campaign. Specific issues will be brought up later on. Jim Jordan, Kerry's former campaign manager, currently works for the Media Fund, an ACT, two political groups who want to take out millions in advertising of their own. He says that such a big pile of cash papers over any ad-buying blunders the Bush team could possibly make.
It's hard to be stupid when you're dealing with hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, they will reach the people they want to reach.
In fact, it's not hundreds, but the point is well taken. Bush has raised over $100 million, and that total is rising with every fundraising swing. Of course, not all money raised will be spent on TV ads. In fact, Bush Cheney 04 spent over $30 million last year, none of it on TV ads. But the campaign continues to add to its coffers. Just this week, the president's trek through Texas netted him $3 million. And after the Republican National Convention ends this summer, Bush, like Kerry, will get a fresh $70 million to spend for the remainder of the campaign. That money he doesn't have to solicit. It's generously provided by U.S. taxpayers. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.